Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2, Chapter 1, and we're in text number 7. Prayena Munayo Rajan Nivritta Vidhi Sedataha Nayagunya Sta Ramante Sma Gunanukatane Hare Prayena Munayo Rajan Nivrita Vidise Dataha Nargunyasta Ramante Sma Gunanu Katane Hare Prayena Munayo Rajan Nivrita Vidise Dataha Nargunyasta Ramante Sma Gunanu Katane Hare Prayena Munayo Rajan Nivrita Vidhipse Dataha Nargunyasta Ramante Sma Gunanu Katane Hare. Vidisedataha Nagunyasta Ramante Sma Gunanu Katane Hare Prayena Munayo Rajan Nivrita Vidisedataha Nagunyasta Ramante Sma Gunanu Katane Hare. Matajis. Prayena Munayo Rajan. Nisvita Sadhuse Dataha. Naigunasta Ramante Sma. Gunanu Katane Hare. Prayena, mainly. Munaya, all sages. Rajan, O king. Nivritaha, above. Vidi, regulative principles. Sedataha, from restrictions. Nargunyastaha, transcendentally situated. Ramante, take pleasure in. Sma, distinctly. Guna anukatane, describing the glories. Hare, of the Lord. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O King Parikshit, mainly the topmost transcendentalists, who are above the regulative principles and restrictions, take pleasure in describing the glories of the Lord. Please repeat. O King Parikshit, mainly the topmost transcendentalists, who are above the regulative principles and restrictions, take pleasure in describing the glories of the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The topmost transcendentalist is a liberated soul and is therefore not within the purview of the regulative principles. A neophyte who is intended to be promoted to the spiritual plane is guided by the spiritual master under regulative principles. He may be compared to a patient who is treated by various restrictions under medical jurisdiction. Generally, liberated souls also take pleasure in describing the transcendental activities. As mentioned above, since Narayana, Hari, the personality of Godhead, is beyond the material creation, his form and attributes are not material. The topmost transcendentalist or the liberated soul realize him by advanced experience of transcendental knowledge, and therefore they take pleasure in the discussion of the transcendental qualities of the Lord's pastimes. In the Bhagavad Gita 4.9, the personality of Godhead declares that his appearance and activities are all divyam, or transcendental. The common man who is under the spell of material energy takes it for granted that the Lord is like one of us, and therefore he refuses to accept the transcendental nature of the Lord's form, name, and so forth. The topmost transcendentalist is not interested in anything material, and his taking interest in the matter of the Lord's activities is definite proof that the Lord is not like one of us in the material world. In the Vedic literature also, it is confirmed that the Supreme Lord is one, but that he is engaged in his transcendental pastimes in the company of his unalloyed devotees, and that simultaneously he is present as the Supersoul, an expansion of Baladev, in the heart of all living entities. Therefore, the highest perfection of transcendental realization is to take pleasure in hearing and describing the transcendental qualities of the Lord and not in merging into the impersonal Brahman existence for which the impersonalist monist aspires. Real transcendental pleasure is realized in the glorification of the transcendental Lord and not in the feeling of being situated in his impersonal feature. But there are also others who are not the topmost transcendentalists, but are in a lower status, and who do not take pleasure in describing the transcendental activities of the Lord. Rather, they discuss such activities of the Lord formally with the aim of merging into his existence. Om Ajnanat Mirandasya Gananjana Shalaka Chakshuvamitam Zainatas by Sri Guru Vena Maha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is another wonderful, great verse by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. And in reading it, it sounded like Prabhupada was talking about Paramahamsas. Those individuals, Paramahamsas, are those individuals who are beyond the regulative principles. But it should not be taken lightly, because I recall in the very early days of Krishna consciousness, sometimes devotees would be coming together in some circumstance, taking prasadam or something, and they would say, "Yes, we are all Paramahamsas." So you can see the lack of understanding or knowledge in that particular statement. Because here it's described, Nirgunyasta Ramante Sma Gunanu Katane Hare, which means that these topmost transcendentalists, they're above the principles and restrictions, take pleasure in describing the glories of the Lord. And that is a symptom. The symptom of a Paramahamsa is that they don't waste any time, not even a moment, without glorifying Krishna. This is the position of a Paramahamsa. And we know that this position of becoming a Paramahamsa is not something very light. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bahunam jamanamante gyanavamam papajate vasudeva sarvam iti sadur samahatma sadur lava. There Krishna is saying that after many births and deaths, he was actually in real knowledge, surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. So this is a rare position. When we read these things in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's not like just anyone can become a Paramahamsa, but it takes certain qualifications. And if someone was to say, well, I'm a Paramahamsa, then they should be able to prove it. Prove that you're a Paramahamsa. I think that in association with Srila Prabhupada, by his lectures and just other devotees that were associating with Srila Prabhupada, he exhibited the activities of a Paramahamsa, one who is fully engaged and engrossed in hearing and chanting about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, very rare. And if we get such an opportunity to come in contact with such a person, then what benefit there is unlimited. We can only imagine. Just by that short association, as we said many times, 1/11th of a second in the association of a pure devotee can change one's life forever. And this is what Krishna consciousness is about. It's about making Paramahamsas, of course, but also to save the people from so many births and deaths in the material world. It's also said in Bhagavad Gita, in the 10th chapter, Tesam Satyatam Yuktanam Vajatam Priti Purvakam Tadami Buddhi Yogantam Yenamam Yupayantide. Those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So, this is very important. It's a very powerful remedy to get out of this material world. That if we constantly serve Krishna. So the Krishna conscious movement, the temples, the regulative principles that we follow, they're there for us to be able to constantly remember Krishna, to serve Krishna. And of course, if you do that, if you're constant in that activity of devotional service, and Krishna, he'll give you the intelligence. Sarvasya cham haridi sannivisto matasmiyatir gyanam apohanam cha. He's in our heart. He gives us knowledge. He gives us forgetfulness. If you want that, whatever you want, Krishna will give you. But if you associate with devotees, then you'll want to know about Krishna. So, Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi Yoga is actually Krishna consciousness in action. Buddhi Yoga is intelligence, is a higher intelligence. And Krishna consciousness is the action of that higher intelligence. By chanting the holy name, by coming regularly to the temple, doing devotional service, this is Buddhi Yoga in action. And this is the wonderful nature of Krishna consciousness. That is action. You're performing things with your mind, your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth, your hands, your legs. Everything you're using in the service of Krishna. This is Bhuti Yoga. And this Bhuti Yoga is the highest intelligence. This is the highest intelligence. Sometimes we think that there's something else, but really there's not. There's nothing higher than Bhuti Yoga. Because Krishna says that. He said that. Tesam satitam yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam yupayanti te. That's Krishna's words. He's saying that. This is the formula in order for us to understand him, in order for us to communicate, associate with him. So that's why it's so important that someone who's on this path has the association of devotees. And of course, that one is able to come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master. These things are extremely important in the process of Bhuti Yoga. You need the association. We all need association. And if we have the proper association, then we'll make proper advancement. If we get a rascal for a guru, it will become a rascal. You won't become a devotee, you'll become a rascal. So bona fide spiritual master is extremely important. And in the Krishna conscious movement, we have bona fide spiritual masters. They're spiritual masters who will actually guide you on the path of Bhuti Yoga. And of course, we as devotees, Krishna conscious devotees, living in a temple. So you can see how important it is for us to properly execute Krishna consciousness. Because if we're saying that the association of devotees is very important, if we're saying that and we agree with that, then that means that as devotees we have to properly act. It's like a bona fide spiritual master has to properly act. They have to execute and properly act. And then that way the disciples properly act and they properly execute. And that is what the regulative principles are about. Like the Paramahamsa, they're beyond the regulative principles. Because why? They're constantly absorbed in hearing and chanting about Krishna. So they're above that principle. But those of us that are not there yet, the importance of regulative principles is extremely necessary. Extremely necessary. So that's why Srila Prabhupada gave us the four regulative principles. This is why Srila Prabhupada told us Mangalartik, you know, chanting 16 rounds, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam regularly. These are principles. And those principles are the necessary to achieve the goal. Just like in the material world, people, they talk about goals all the time. You know, you have all these pundits that are always discussing goals. Make your goal. So what is the goal? Well, it could be making money. It could be for fame. It could be for so many material reasons. So in Krishna consciousness, Bhuti Yogam Tam means the goal is Krishna. A lot of people don't know that. Many people don't know that that's the goal. The goal is Krishna. To love Krishna. To serve Krishna. That's the goal. So like in the material world, those of you that are expert and have training, you know, once you have a goal, then you start writing down how you're going to achieve that goal. How am I going to get there? What am I going to do? And you try to chalk out a plan how to get there. You write it down. You look at it every day. You know, you break it down into, you know, hours, days, months, years. And you try to chalk out a strategy. So in Krishna consciousness, there's a strategy. The goal is Krishna, and there's a strategy. And what is that strategy? The regulative principles. The regulative principles of Krishna consciousness. If we execute those regulative principles, then we achieve the goal. And yes, it takes association. Just like in the material world, if someone has a goal, they can't do it on themselves. All the pundits will tell you that you can't do it on your own. You cannot. Even in the material sense, you can't do it by yourself. It's not possible. You need help. And then you have to be smart enough to get that proper help. You need to know who's the proper person. That's why the shastras are so important. They're extremely important because they give us the map, the road map. They tell us what is a real devotee. And here we see we're talking about Paramahamsa. That's the highest devotee. If you get that association of Paramahamsa, your goal will be achieved if you follow the process. You'll not have anything to worry about. And Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita even says that. Don't be concerned. Sarva dharmam prichabdham mam akam saranam vajam. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha isyami ma suchaha. Just surrender to me, Krishna says. Do not fear. I'll protect you. So this is why association of devotees are important. Because by association of devotees, you learn what Krishna wants and you see them acting in that way. And then you finally become also fearless. Fearless. This is what's important. One must become fearless in Krishna consciousness. It's extremely important. And that fearlessness comes from following the four regulative principles. This is how we become fearless. And once one is fearless, nothing can stop you. Nothing. Srila Prabhupada was fearless. He was fearless. He had no fear. You just read his life story when he was crossing over the Jaladutta, the ocean, at a very advanced age. I'm only 1 or 2 years behind Srila Prabhupada when when Srila Prabhupada made that decision to go across the ocean in a freighter, not a regular cruise boat, not one of those big old huge cruise boats that they advertise. This was a freighter. You can only imagine what a freighter would look like in those particular days in the 60s. I mean, I can't even imagine. So he took that upon himself to go and spread this Krishna conscious movement. Fearless. Came to a land with nothing. Eight rupees or something? How many? $8. 40 rupees. $8. That's incredible. Not knowing anybody. That is fearless. Fully under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And why? Because he gave up eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. He actually really did. He became freed from those activities. Because that's what creates the fear within us. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. You know, isn't it the first thing you get up in the morning, you go, what am I going to eat today? Isn't that what we think like that, right? Unless you had a big feast the night before. Then you say, well, I'll wait a little while longer. But immediately we think, oh, I wonder what's for breakfast. Or what's for lunch. Immediately we think like that. But you can see that if one is fearless, he doesn't care what's for breakfast or lunch. Whatever Krishna gives, what's an incredible position. Paramahamsa. So this position of Paramahamsa is not something lightly taken. It's a very unique position. And we can actually only come to that platform by having good association and then also having good engagement. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Param Drishtva Nivartate. You can't get a higher taste unless you have something there. You have to see it something higher. You know, some people you can talk to, the highest they can think about is that they want to make some money. That's the highest goal. That's all I think about. How can they get a higher taste? They don't. If they can't, because that's what they're absorbed in. What we're talking about is how to get above and beyond the bodily platform of life. And so we need to have proper engagement. And that is the science of Krishna consciousness. This is what we do here. If someone asks you, what do you do here? We have to know what to tell them. We chant Hare Krishna. We serve the deities. We serve each other. We preach the science of Krishna consciousness. You know, and really, this is the goal of life. You know, for us as devotees, we should be wanting to make friends with Krishna. That's a daily basis. We should want to be a friend, be a friend with Krishna. If we become friends with Krishna, then we'll want to make everybody else a friend, right? If we make it our goal to be a friend of Krishna, then wouldn't it become natural that we want to make lots of other friends to Krishna? This is our goal, to make friends. And that's a common activity. Just like in a material world, if someone is doing some kind of job or doing something, what do? Contacts. Got to get that contact. If I want to expand myself in so many different directions, I need contacts. If I get that contact, I need to make friends, associates. And so as devotees, we should always want to do that. We should first of all make friendship with Krishna within our heart. And of course, we've said that regulative principles is that key. That's the roadmap to achieve that goal. And if we do that, then we'll develop friendship with Krishna. And once we develop that friendship with Krishna, then we'll want others to become also part of that friendship. And that's what you can see Srila Prabhupada did. He had friendship with Krishna. He came across the ocean, and he didn't see us as being Americans, black, white, Chinese, whatever. He just wanted to make everyone a friend of Krishna. That was his desire. Friendship. Papa didn't, like in the beginning, he didn't even tell anybody about the regulative principles. He just told them about how to become a friend with Krishna by his little preaching effort, by his prasadam distribution. Although Prabhupada was a Paramahamsa, just try to understand. He was a Paramahamsa, and he was in the midst of these people that didn't even take bath. Who ate all kinds of abominable things. Who engaged in illicit activities on a regular basis. I mean, this is what Prabhupada was associating with. You know, in comparison to what we are, maybe what you'd like to compare it to is like going down to downtown Main Street and seeing all the homeless people there. They're living in cardboard boxes, and go down there and make them a devotee. Now, what would you have to do? What kind of effort would you have to put into that? What would you have to do to get that person to chant Hare Krishna and take a bath and, you know, put on tilak and so many other things? It's almost impossible. There was no difference, really, because Srila Prabhupada was in the Bowery, in a place which wasn't very clean. Even in the standards of a normal person, they wouldn't go there. Most people wouldn't even go to that area. They would avoid it at all cost. But Prabhupada went there. So we can see that this is extremely important. And there's symptoms of that. There's another verse. What's that verse? Maschita matkata prana bodhayantam parasparam. In this particular verse, Krishna says that the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. And then they're surrendered to me. And they take great pleasure in conversing and hearing about Krishna. This is the pure devotee. So we as Krishna conscious devotees, we need to come to that platform where we actually have pleasure in hearing about Krishna and conversing about Krishna to each other. This is what creates friendship amongst ourselves, and it helps us become friends with Krishna. It's actually very contagious. It's very simple, but it's very contagious, and it's actually very it's the process of Krishna consciousness. It's the roadmap that gets us to that goal. And we should never forget that goal. The Paramahamsa, the goal for a Paramahamsa is to go to Krishna, to be with Krishna. That's the goal. So whatever Srila Prabhupada gave us here, in the temple, the association, the books, is all that goal to come to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we have to become very, very conscientious of that. And it's not easy, because we know that this material world, there's the modes of nature, daivahi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. The modes of nature are very powerful. In fact, even in the Vedas, it has like 18 Puranas just about the gunas. 18 Puranas, just 6 on Sattvagun, 6 on Rajagun, and Tamogun. 18 Puranas to describe. That's how powerful, because it's divine nature. It's divine. It's very powerful. But we can actually overcome that. But we have to be very strict in our activities. I think that what here it says, Prayena munayo rajan nivritta vidhi sadataha. And vidhi sadataha, very important. Vidhi means something like do, positive. And sadataha means something negative. So Krishna consciousness is like that. Krishna consciousness is like do and do not. Very, very simple. Just like when you're a child, you grow up and you have your mother and father. There's do's, do nots. It's right. And why the do's? So that you grow up to be a good citizen. You're a good person. So the mother and father are very concerned. Do and do not. So here we see that we need the do and do nots. We do. Just like we say, chant Hare Krishna. And then right after we say that, don't eat meat. Do chant Hare Krishna. Don't eat meat. Don't kill animals and eat meat. Do not. Regulative principles. They're important for us. And by those regulative principles, by executing them very nicely, you know, we become purified. We do. We become very... Do get up and go to Mangalarti. Do that. Don't not do it. So, vidhi and niseda, very important for us. And then we can actually become purified. Let's see, what is that verse? Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityajan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. That in this verse is described that those who engage in full devotional service unfailingly, those who engage in devotional service unfailingly in all circumstances, whatever the circumstance may be, and how many circumstances come within a given day. I do recall that when I was a younger devotee, a lot of those circumstances would come my way. Somebody would maybe come by and say, hey, how would you like to go here and do that? And, you know, make some extra money. Those are circumstances for a devotee. But if one unfailingly, in all circumstances, at once, it says at once, one transcends the material modes of nature. At once, all these circumstances, if we just unfailingly, and Maya is going to present so many difficulties for us. It's what Maya does. That's what she's supposed to do. She doesn't want somebody sneaking through the back door and being with Krishna. So she's going to give us so many opportunities to not go through it. There's so many things. It's amazing. This is one thing that Srila Prabhupada really appreciated about a lot of American devotees, boys and girls, because Prabhupada said that in America, the boys and girls, they're not so much attached to their family. And so they're very easy for them to become a devotee. And that was true. So the idea is that this material world, this material nature, it actually is very difficult to overcome. So we do need the help of devotees. We need the help of Krishna. So we also have to be very careful with our minds. We first need to fix our minds on Krishna, Savaya Mana Krishna Padara Vindayo. We need to be always thinking of Krishna and forcing our minds to think about Krishna and Krishna's activities and pastimes. Because if we do that, then the mind can be controlled and it becomes our best friend. Otherwise, if we don't, then the mind will become our worst enemy and it'll drag us away from Krishna consciousness. So we have this opportunity. All of you, all myself, we all have this freedom. You can create the kind of mind that you want. What kind of a mind do you want? Do you want a mind that's friendly with Krishna? Then you'll make other friends for Krishna. If you have a mind that wants to be in the material world and engaging in material activity, what will you do? You'll create that. Your mind will create it. So we have that freedom. We have that freedom. And it's up to us. So here we see that this is the difference between a Paramahamsa and a conditioned soul. They're fully absorbed in Krishna's pastimes. The mind is fully focused on serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, this is very important. Prabhupada gives that peace formula. Bhaktaran jagatapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suridam sarva bhutanam gyatvamam santim richati. Now Krishna, you know, he's proprietor of the material and the spiritual world. He owns everything. So what are we trying to own? He owns everything. And so many times, so many people try to perform so many austerities to get some power. But really, what a waste of time. Whatever austerity or sacrifices we do, it should go to Krishna. That's our goal. Give it to Krishna. And then it says that Krishna is our friend. So this is how to make friends with Krishna. He just gave us the formula. Try to understand that whatever sacrifice you do, do it for Krishna. Then you'll become Krishna's friend because he is your friend. He's in the heart of a hog, a dog, a roach, and giving guidance to every one of those living entities. That's why Krishna is the supreme friend. So it's imperative for us to do this. We need to, that should be our business. Our business should be to make friendship with Krishna and advise others to make friends with Krishna. That should be our goal. And then we can understand this position of a Paramahamsa, a real devotee of the Lord. Then we'll understand. And today is Happy New Year! What a great time to start this, isn't it? The New Year is a good time to make a resolution of what to do with our life. So why not put a little bit into Krishna? Or put more. Put a little bit more. Add a little bit more to your life. And see how and what the effect of that is. The effect could be astounding. You might see something of yourself that you never really knew when you do this. Because Krishna is in your heart. He'll give you the intelligence of how to act properly. Okay, so thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes, if you want, Haribo, he needs help in the kitchen. Please help.